A few years ago, a company in Finland wanted to promote a better work environment and motivate their employees to be more efficient with teamwork. The CEO decided to bring people in to create a list of what qualities their employees should have. They decided to bring groups in to see how different people responded to the question, "What makes someone great?" Participants had 1 hour to come up with the best answers they could, working with the group of people they were put in the room with. At the end of that, in one boardroom, the group came up with these answers. You are successful, you are wealthy, high position in your career, have a list of awards, have political or social power from status, you use your investments and land ownership to build your wealth so your money works with you. In the other boardroom, the answers were quite different. The second group came up with these answers. You share with others, you are a good listener, you choose kindness always. If you can help, do it. You never use hurtful words, and you should use your heart more than your brain. Those are two very different lists. The first group was a handful of executives from other companies. The second group was a sixth grade class from the local school. The company decided, with little deliberation, to adopt the characteristics of greatness from the sixth graders. After months of observing their teams, the employees worked better as a team, and generally, the employees across the board reported a happier and more respectful work environment after adopting these work ethics. No matter what part of the world you are in, whether it is Finland or Rochester, New York, we can all create a better community if we listen to and follow the lead of children. I feel spoiled because both my job and both as a mother and the director of religious ed here at Spiritus, I get to witness how remarkable and inspirational children are every day. So it is no wonder that Jesus often uses the example of children when trying to help the disciples and others figure out how to be in the world. From the youngest preschooler here at Spiritus to the oldest senior in youth group, inspiration and profound spirituality can be found in every corner of our parish and in every corner of the world. Jesus pleads with his disciples to serve others with no exceptions all of the time. He says, if anyone wishes to be first, they must become the last of all and the servant to all. This seems to be a very different message, however, than at many times what we hear in our own world. When I was in high school, I was part of a competitive dance team. We toured the United States every weekend and competed with other dance groups from all over the country. Our director made sure to tell us every time we were about to perform that there is no second place. There is first place, and then all the people that lost. He told us that there is no point in going out and performing if we didn't intend to be first. For many of us, all of the fun went out the window. What was once a fun dance group became a huge stressor and put so much pressure on me to be first every single time I performed. So now I want to share with you a story where being first did not matter. In fact, being last was the perfect place to be. Back in 2008, Sarah was a college senior playing for the championship of the Great Northwest Athletic Conference Softball League. Her last chance at bat, she hit her first home run ever. The ball sailed right out of the park. Then, rounding the bases, she realized that she had failed to touch first. She turned back, but as she turned, she twisted her knee and found herself down on the ground with a torn ligament, crawling in pain and unable to get up and even walk. According to the rules, she would have been out if anyone from her team touched her in an effort to help her walk. It was a player from the opposing team that made a big decision. She decided to do what she felt was the right thing, even though Sarah was not her teammate. Mallory and her teammate Liz carried Sarah around the bases, making sure to tap her left foot on each base. You can actually find the video of them in action on YouTube. Sarah's home run not only counted, but it scored the winning run for the game. Though Mallory and Liz lost the game that day, putting their team second, they clearly accomplished something more important. They put someone first. Did Mallory and Liz feel disappointed that they lost the game that day? Maybe. But I bet that Mallory and Liz will never forget how they put someone else first that day, and their inspirational story will forever be in everyone's hearts that were there that day. You don't have to be a college softball player to live out this amazing lesson from Jesus to put others first. That is the beauty of the gospel. Jesus didn't choose a major league star to use as an example. Jesus didn't use a rich Wall Street successful investor as an example. Jesus used a child. As we start a new and very exciting religious education year, I get to experience and see firsthand how our children and youth are great examples too. Children have a way of thinking of others, beaming love, being curious, and open to learning new things and show us adults how it's done. Children are strong believers, and for them, nothing is impossible. Just ask 8-year-old Santi from right here in Greece, New York. Santi was playing at a playground one day when she noticed another child in a wheelchair not playing. She asked her mother why the other kid couldn't play, and her mother responded, "Because she was in a wheelchair and cannot go on any of the equipment." Very sad to hear another child could not enjoy the playground, she dreamed a solution and got to work. Santi held several fundraisers selling hot chocolate to help raise the money to build an all-inclusive playground. After hearing of Santi's dream, Endless Highway, a nonprofit that works to make sure children and young adults can participate in inclusive sports and play, promised Santi they could help with the funding. The town of Greece heard from Santi at several board meetings and decided to follow her lead. They chipped in some funds and enlisted more than 24 volunteers to help build the playground. The playground is now complete and stands at Basil Marella Park for every child to play on the accessible equipment. Could Santi have spent her days playing with her friends and playing with her favorite toys? Probably. Santi decided to put others first for a while, and she gets to add her name to my list of the most influential people in Rochester. Children always... Children always have a way of helping us adults to do better through the examples they set. They continue to be the voices for those unheard with their passion to help the poor, the marginalized, the sick, and even the animals of the world that depend on us for help. Just take a look at the kids of Spiritus Christi. They are instruments of change in our hurting world. Over the past year, even through a pandemic, the children and youth of Spiritus still proved that they could do great things as disciples of Jesus in a time of uncertainty, hurting, and a strange new normal. These are just a few examples of our parish's children putting themselves in second place to help others become first. A kindergartner, actually, we were just talking about her this morning. She was dancing up in the balcony, JoJo. JoJo, over the summer, created a lemonade stand to help raise money for the men at the Nielsen House who were making their way through a program to better their lives. Not many 5-year-olds get their hands on $100 selling lemonade, but JoJo had no problem letting go right away to help others. a fifth grader, created a fundraiser for a close friend that passed away to collect toys for children that are sick so that the toys will bring joy into their lives during a difficult time. Some children over the last year collected toys, food, blankets, and money for the animals at Lollipop Farm and Verona Street Animal Shelter. The junior high youth group helped to create welcome bags for refugees and helped RAW work with the homeless. The senior high youth group spent a week here in Rochester helping a nonprofit clean out and reimagine space in a workshop garage. We have seen a lot of examples of children putting others first and Jesus seeing the importance of putting children first. But we can do better as a community to put our children first also. What are some ways that we can put our children first? Currently, the Rochester City School District is ranked the fifth highest poverty level among the top 75 metro areas in the country. That's a difficult truth, seeing that many of our other school districts in the suburbs are among the top in the country. While most of us think we are powerless, we can get to school board meetings and lift our voices to be advocates for the children that need us in our community. Over the last few weeks, we have seen a surge in the number of families from Afghanistan seeking refuge and a safer life in our city and around the world. The children in these families have faced horror, destruction, and their lives have been turned upside down. How can we be a source of love and support for these children? Doing something as simple as donating quality time and clothing can help these children feel at home, surrounded by people who care and support them as they begin a new life. We can do so much to help and give back to our children and put them first. After all, they are the ones who hold the key to our world's future. Angela Schwintz said, "While we try to teach our children all about life, our children teach us what life is all about." I am truly grateful for our children and teens. I am lucky to be running a program that our church believes in and invests so much time, love, and energy into. Thank you, too, for all of you here at Spiritus that continue to support the children's and teen programs here at our church. It is because of your support and the leadership of the volunteers in these programs that make it possible for such a vibrant religious education experience for our children. I am beaming with pride and filled with so much joy to work with your children. Finally, thank you to every child and teen here at Spiritus. I will continue to be inspired by the way you live out Jesus' message and will keep on following your lead on how to be one of Jesus' best examples of incredible disciples. I adore you all.